Czar, Rajah Zarkudde, day 5. Hog Yisrael, next step from 262b, continue from yesterday. Kavona Kula, the Sitra Da, Chulkada Kudusha. Sacrifice is all from this side, holy portion of holiness, Rusa de Kudusha, will of holiness. The Sitra Da, to this side, referring to the other side, negative side, how Chulkadinun Chovin, Chatoin, that portion of those sins and transgressions, to see Hivu Bahoda, which is given in confession, how Bisra de Kabana, on the flesh. On that flesh of the sacrifice. Kamod Aksiva is written, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Because you pour coals upon his head. From Mishlei 25, 21 and 22. So the main thing is that if we give to the other side its portion, so by we feeding it, that's how we subjugate them. The idea is not to starve them, the idea is that we should be the ones to give them. And they should take of themselves. The sign for this we can see from what Esther said. She said, let the king and Haman come to the banquet. Verse from Esther 5, 8. That Esther invited Haman, the archenemy, to a meal and fed him. You think, like, why do you want to give your enemy a meal? You want he should starve? No. You feed him, and that puts you in the position of giving him the position of receiving, and that subjugates him. Meddworthy is one who knows his way to go in a straight path. Which means now how to deal with the side of good and to unite unifications and how to deal with the negative side. Be cunning and trick them. Anyone does not know to arrange the praise of his master. It's better that he wasn't created. Because he put into the world to praise Hashem as Rabban brings. Begin the necessary prayer which is peace above. Nights the worlds and makes peace in them. We go machshav ruuset liba from amidst thought and will of the heart. The color and voice of mila the siphon and word of the lips. The mavet shlimu v'kshur v'chudet leila to make completion and bonding and unification above. The three level heads of the keser. Gavna diu leila in the same way as is above. Kagavna the nafka shlimu mila v'sata in the same way that comes out peace from above to below. The words of above. Everything, all the wires are hooked up and everything is connected, so it flows that way down and all the worlds are plugged in and hooked up and there's peace in everything, and everything flows and we're able to feel Hashem's light expressing from the three sides all the way down to this world. Thus is necessary also from below to above to make the bond, to tie the bond as is fitting. We have to try and make align things below with above through arranging the order of our prayer properly, and this makes everything happy and everything one. Everything reciprocal and symmetrical and balanced and unified for infinite light to flow through. A secret for the friends to go the straight way. Thought and will and voice and word. Even Arba, Makash, and Kishrin, these five tie bonds. As the correspond to Yudkevav came. Makshava, thought is Yud, Rusa, will, and the heart is Hey. The voice, that's the Vav, throughout the Zohar. And the word, actual word, comes out in the Malchus to Hay. The Vasid Kshiru Kishin Kula Kachada. After he ties bonds all as one, Nasavidu Kula Sikhada, they're all made the one chariot. This chariot has four sides. A chariot of divine light, a chariot for infinite light to be transmitted to the world through the thought, will, voice, and word of a person. It's prayer, Lashura Allah Yashkinta, that's rest upon in the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah dwells upon the divine chariot. And afterwards, they're all made four pillars to be crowned in it, four surrounding lights from the world of Atzilus. Shechinta is tamach alayhu, and the Shechinta is supported upon them, holding kishrin yilon, all the supernal bonds. Means Shechinta is supported that once everything is hooked up and connected, so it's able to reveal and manifest light in the world. Machshava afik ruusa, thought brings out will. Ruusa nafik meo machshava afik kolod yishtoma. Will, it comes out from its thought, brings out the voice that's heard. That voice that's heard arises to tie bonds from below to above, meaning through speech. And what Zohar said, that thought brings out, well, is referring to what Baal Tanya brings, that a person who's thinking about something awakens desire in his heart. Havdil, in a physical sense, a person thinks about a piece of pizza, so starts wanting it. So in a spiritual sense, a person thinking about the greatness of Hashem, how good Hashem is to us and to the world, and the awesomeness of His divinity. He fills all worlds and surrounds all worlds. He's inside of everything, permeating everything's infinite light, divine omniscience. This meditation awakens the will of the heart to yearn for Hashem, and it comes out in voice and speech. And this is the awakening from below to above that binds and ties together all the worlds. The lower palaces with upper ones. Kala diu kashik shirin. The voice that ties bonds. The mashik bechor and satan draws blessings from above to below. The chishu in silence. Silence over here is referring to when the Shemoneh Esrei, which we say the words, but in a silent way. It's in the world of Atzilus, which corresponds to the level of silence. Samach al ilan abor something. It depends. It's supported upon those four pillars. The Zeran Pinim Atzilus, like the Makavah of Atzilus. Machshava rusa v'kalu mila, thought and will, and voice and words. Smichu v'siyumad k'shura. Support at the end of the band. Asa dekulu is kasher v'kechad. The place that everything is tied in is one. The Malchus of Atzilus v'savidu kulachad. It's all made one. All the world lights of Atzilus come to Malchus of Atzilus, and all the worlds below come up through Malchus of Atzilus. It is the vortex, the central point, the merkaz, the central. Everything is brought together. The person is that's the root of tefillah of the Shemoneh Esrei, Malchus of Atzilus. It's David Malchus souls and Malchus of Atzilus is prayer. Like it says, "Vani tefillah." The person connects there through doing all the order of the prayer property, brings the light, infinite light from above, supports the Shekhinah, the chariots above in Atzilus. The chariot for Hashem's light to be this infinite chariot of Atzilus to be transmitted through chariots beneath in the lower worlds. So that we shall see Hashem's providence guarding everything, connected with his infinite light all the time. So call you about Noshti Kosher Kishrin Demari. Met worthy is the person that ties the bonds of his master. Samach Smichin Gregorios. And supports pillows as is fitting. Viskavin Mukol Honey Mil and Kavan. And he has tension in all those words that we said. Zakwa you be high alma, Baum Nasit Meres. Worthy is he in this world and in the world to come, as we mentioned. Because since he makes this bond between this world, the worlds below and above, it's like making a bond between the next world and this world, is able to have the cake and eat it too, to bring good into this world in a revealed way, and join all levels. So he has a portion in both places, he has two tables.